to use it in Sukkos. So that's why this one was called Shar HaMayim. Now the reason why the top one was called Shar HaElyon, the top one, so Korbeda says, because Har HaBayis Hoya Meshupa, that the Har itself was like slanty. For Ilu Mimizrach Lamarav, it went up from east to west. For Shar HaSamach Lamarav, the gate that was near the west side, who's Shar HaElyon? That's the top gate. The Yachrav after that, Shar HaDelek, what was that? Who's Shar Shalesh Chaseitzin? That was the Shar that used to store the wood there. From there they used to bring in the wood for the Marocha. Shar HaBchiris, Shemachnisin Shom HaBchiris HaNishchot BaDorim. They used to bring through there the Bchiris that they shechted on the Dorim on the south side. These were the four gates that we have on the south side. Now we have Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer. Boy Hamayim Mefachin the Yasidin Liyos Yotzim Mitachas Miftin Habayis. As he says, what the one that the reason why it's called is Shar Hamayim. He says also another thing happened there, that there was like water Mefachin that was coming out Keseda. There was water used to come out of there, and this really Yecheskel said a novi about this. VeYishiven Wapesach Habayis VeNamayim Yotzim Mitachas Miftin Habayis Kadima. Right, the kids will see in the Gemara about this. There was a nest happened here. So from here, the water used to come out. It came out from there like a mole, pipach, cotton, like a small jar. That's how much water came out. Kisei, the water used to come out. That's where it's called like boi hamayim mefach, and the water used to come out from there like a pach. Yeah. And we see this, nest happened, will eventually come out from underneath the bayis. So we'll see about this in the Gemara. Right. Now, where were the gates on the Tzofen on the north side? Smuchin Lamarav, also it started out near the west side. Shar Yechonya, first one was called Shar Yechonya, then Shar Korban, and Shar Noshim, and then Shar Hashir. These were the four gates that were on the north side. For Loma Nikra Shmoy Shar Yechonya, why was it called Shar Yechonya? Sheboy Yotza Yechonya Begolusay. When Yechonya went into Golis, that's when we went through that Shar. So he went into the Golis, into Tebovel. Before he went in, he left the Beis Hamikdash from that Shar. That's where it's called under his name. Now the other Shar is here. We said the Shar HaKorban, that used to bring the Korbanis through there that was Shecht, and the Korban was Shecht on the southern side, that would bring them through that Shar. Shar HaNoshim also means, that was the Shar the women used to go there to make Simicha on their Korbanis. And Shar HaShir, that was the Derech used to bring in the Kli HaShir to play for the Levim in the Beis Hamikdash. Bamizrach, on the east side, Shar Niknor, was a Shar Niknor, Ushnei Pishpishim Hoyuloi. It had two like small entrances, two small gates right next to it. Echad b'yaminav, yechad b'smirli. One on the right side, one on the left side. Ushnayim b'marav, there were two gates on the west side. Shlohoyulahem Shem. They b'chlav didn't have a name there at all. Now the reason why one in Mizrach was called Shar Niknor, because he was the one that brought the Dalsas Mimitraim. We'll see the more new myself like that. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin. He finished the Mishnah, the what? There were 13 Ishtachavois. They bowed down 13 times. So the Mishnah says, because there are different 13 different gates there were in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says now, Masnisin Abba Yaisi Ben Yechnan Hi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi ben Yochanan. The Yom HaKneged Yud Gimel Shorim, that he says the reason why they used to make 13 Ishtachavois, used to bow down, lie down 13 times, that's because Kneged the 13 different gates leading into the Beis HaMikdash. Of a Baram Kerabonon, but according to the Rabbonin Chito, Shiva Shorim Hoyu, the Azorah. There was only 7 gates in the Azorah. That's the Rabbonin Chito. Not 13, but just 7. Of Isaiah, according to Rabbanan and Shreza, and why did they bow down 13 times? They can't say it was connected to the gates, because there weren't 13 gates in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Korban Neder says, Aval Rabbanan the Yamri Shiva Sharam Hoy, according to Rabbanan, there are only 7 gates, the Midish, Kasha, it's a Kasha, Heicha Hoyu Mishtachvin. Where did they bow down 13 times? Tikimlu Shoyu Mishtachvin, Yud Gimel Ishtachavois. That our Mishnah says, we had before, he used to bow down 13 different places. Is what's these reasons why 13 is there's only 7 gates according to the Rabbanim. Now for the Gemara, As Adas Rabbanon, Heichin Hoy Yishtachavoyz, where did they used to bow down? Yishtachavoyz Halolo, where were these bowing downs? And the Moraki Yehidat Tanina, like we learned, Tamon learned over there, that Yud Gimel Pirtsois Hoyu Boy, there were 13 different breaks in the wall, Sheaportsu Malchayoven, that the Greeks made 13 different holes break through in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a more in Midas. V'chosru v'gidrum, v'nei chashmenoi, v'nei b'chashmenoi came after the Yevonim, they came and fixed up these 13 breaks that they made through the walls. V'gosru k'negdom yud gimel shtachavoyz, and because of these 13 holes in the wall that the Yevonim made, and later the chashmenoi fixed them up, k'negdom this, they were masakin to bow down 13 times, and that each pirtza that was fixed up used to bow down another time. This was the 13 ishtachavoyz they had. Ksiv Zemora says a pasuk in Tzchayo, V'hoye b'yayim ahu, Yetzo mayim chayim Yerushalayim. Come at that time, in Moshe Mashiach, they'll come out, water will come out, live water will come out from Yerushalayim. Tony was learnt, also Gemara in Yuma, that Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that like really it says like in the Mishnah really, that V'asid Gimliyas Yetzo Mimitachas Miftan Habayis, that loss of love, they'll come out a stream of water coming out from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, where does it start off? It starts off in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this is like a very small flow of water that from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is very, very small. And when it comes out, the further away it goes, the bigger and bigger the stream becomes. So it starts off in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tony, mi beis Kodesh HaKadoshim ad ha-preichis. From the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself until the preichis, kegarne sila v'chili. It's the size of the horns of a very small asheret, very small creature. He says here, "Kikarnei kila v'sili, minei shivlu heim, v'karneiim dakin miyoy." They're very, very small, their horns. V'karnei chagovim ovim heim. Now the horns of a grasshopper is a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel seshi, when you weave, the chut that goes straight across, that's a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel orev av mimenu, and the string that goes across, that's even thicker. In other words, the further it went away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the thicker the flow of water became. So it started out in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Pareichas, it was very, very thin. Just the sides of the horn of very small sherets. Min ha-Pareichas ad ha-Mizbeach, when it went further out from the Pareichas until the Mizbeach HaZov, kekarnei chagovim. It already looked, it came as big as the horns of a grasshopper. Min Mizbeach HaZov ad ha-Zoros, when it went further this flow, from the Mizbeach HaZov, the inside Mizbeach, until the Azorim, it became the thickness already of a string that you made going straight up and down along the loom. Min hazoris ad miftun abayis, from the hazoris until under the bayis itself, the Beis HaMikdash, is kechut shalor. It became a little bit thicker already, like the string you put crisscross, horizontal across the loom. Mikan v'yelech, afterwards when the water, this flow of water came outside the Beis HaMikdash, ke mipi hapach, as if it's spilling out from a bottle. That's the flow of the water. That's what it says we know in our Mishnah. Svesidim liyas yetzim itachas miftun abayis. Yeah. Mikan v'il is at the Kovneida. Mizgav avherlek mi piapach. Outside the Beis HaMikdash got a little bit bigger, and then the flow looked like a piapach, like the bottle, or a bottle flow. See, the Pesuk in the Cheskel says, V'hine mayim mefachim, min ha-kosei fayimonis. The water like was flowing out from the right side, Bitseisa Ish Kodim, when the man came out from Kodim from Mizrach side, the Kov Biyodo, he had a measuring stick in his hand, the Yomud, and he measured, Elef Bama, he measured 1,000 Amos, the Yavireni Bamayim, and he went over the water, Meyav Soyim, Ad Kasula. When he measured 1,000 Amos, that means outside the Beis HaMikdash, when he measured the flow of this water, when it reached the measurement of 1,000 Amos, at that thing, you know how deep the water was, up until his ankle. Then, via the apostle says, the Yomud Elif, he measured another 1,000 Amos away from the Beis HaMikdash, his flow of water. The Yavireno Bamayim, he went over the water, maybe a koyim. Then already reached his ankles already. Ad Birkayim, it reached until his ankles. When it was 2,000 Amos away from the Beis HaMikdash, then this little flow of water was deep up until his ankles, up until his knees. Vaita Vayomat Elif, he measured another 1,000 Amos away, the Avirenu Mei Mosnoyim. And then it went up till his hips already, went into the water. Ad Mosnoyim, up until his hips, that's how deep the water was. Mikan V'yelech, then further, after the 3,000 Amos away from the Beis HaMikdash, Vayomod Elef Nachal Asher Loyuchal Aver, that the water there was so strong already and so deep that they couldn't even go over the water. Afilu Liberunin Gedoyla Ein Yechidal Aver Boy, even a big ship couldn't go over that water. That's how strong the water became when it was so far away, like 4 or 5 thousand amas away from the Beit HaMikdash. So the kids of this flow starts from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamash, a very, very thin flow, like the horns of a small sheretz, and it ends up a few thousand amas away, so big and so strong that even a big ship can't go through this water. My timer, what's the reason? Now the Pasuk says, V'tzi adir lo yavrenu. Like for my time means, how do we know this? The Pasuk in Shoyo says, V'tzi adir, a big ship, lo yavrenu, won't be able to go over it. That's how strong this water will be. Bifnei ma, why? Ki go hamayim me yisochu. Because the water became so strong, me yisochu. My meisachu, what does it mean the water is meisachu? It means miloshet. That's going to be so strong you won't be able to swim. People can't swim in this water. Omar Rav Chuna, the Asrin Korin Lashaita Shchuna. People called the Indian of swimming Shchuna. In his city they used to call swimming with the word Shchuna. The Pasuk says now, Uforas Yodov Bikirboi, Kasha Yiforash Ha Soiche Lishchais. Person will spread out his hands like you spread out the hands when you go swimming. So it's a riot, the word seichas, shuchas here goes on swimming. The umomal the seichas, what does it mean, taka, the word seichas? Is om rab yoisi, be rabun, mayin de mismalin bialma. This is water that everybody's going to talk about, this water. Whereas lesuchais means like the word suach, of talking, sach. There's people that are going to talk about how strong this water is. People are all going to talk about it. Says here, Shidabru Oilam Boy, for Yeroi, say, they'll be afraid of this water. Is that right? Lost in love, it is what's going to happen from this little flow that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going to end up to be a very strong river, a very strong flow. Ksiv the post says in Tchayo, Bayoy Mahu, Yiye Mokor Niftoch LeBeis David. There'll be an opening of a Makor of a well for Beis David, Ol Yoshve Yerushalayim, Lechatus Lunida. It'll be good for Chatis and Fenida. The Chatas Pasha means this will be a flow of water, a Mayim Chayim. You'll be able to use this water for the Mechatas, and it'll also be Koshel Anida, or for Anida to be Toivel in it. Kofon, for Zova to be Toivel, she needs Mayim Chayim. As we have Yishmael Breb Nachman, B'Shem Rebbe Yonason, Mi Beis David, V'Yad Yoshua Yishlayim, Kisher Lanida Lechatas. From Beis David means from the Beis Hamidish, up until the whole Yishlayim, with this flow of water will go through Yerushalayim, the first flow of water is going to be kosher, will have a shem mayim chayim on it, be live water, that you could use it for nida, ulechatis. You could use that water for the mechatis, you have to take mayim chayim, this water will be considered mayim chayim. But mikan v'yela, from outside Yerushalayim, may taru b'sein. There'll be already mixed up water, it won't be completely live water, like well water, but there'll be other rain water mixed into it. The melech sherin l'nida, the water will still be kosher for anida to be table in it, above sunul mechatis, but it'll be possible for mechatis. For mechatis, you have to have that's for the paradum when they burn it. They mix it up in mayim chayim, okay? You have to put live water, means live running water. Here, once this water goes outside Yerushalayim, it's going to be possible for the mechatis. It's going to be called, other waters are mixed up into it, it'll be made terubis. Amar Reb Loza, Mideis David Gad Yoshua Yerushalayim Kisheri Lunida Lachatis. He learns like this, that from through Yerushalayim it's going to be kosher for Anida and for Chatis, like it's going to be called Mayim Chayim, it's good water. Mikan V'yelach if Yerushalayim Mei Ketafris Hosein. It's called water that's Ketafris, that he says here means Har Meshupa, it's like a slanty mountain, She Medroina Mesoida. It's a very slanty point, slanty. That time the water will be like so still, steep, going up and down, will be possible even for Nida. Let's for them. So that's what he's saying. Mikan v'elach nekat frisenhein. Psulun l'nidu l'chatis. the water will even be possible for neither also. Before we learned there'll be kosher for neither. Now he's learning the blood is saying no, it'll even be possible for neither also. Because the water is going to be katafris. So shallow, what's the chsar from katafris? So one shot is that'll be called zechlin. This will be called running water. And it's talking about now you have mei geshamin, or rainwater mixed into it. That rainwater is not kosher when the water is running. That's called zechlin. Rainwater is only good for mikvah when the water is staying still. It has to be like in a mikvah in one place. But when the water is running, it'll be possible. Another pshat is katafris means here the water like is running down a steep hill, and there's not 40 saw at any one point. So since there's no 40 saw at one point, it'll be possible for a mikvah, it won't be good for neither to be table there either. It'll only be good in Yerushalayim. But once the water reaches outside Yerushalayim, there won't even be 40 saw at one point, so may will be possible even for neither. See if the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vayomer Eli, Hamayim Oela, Yoytzim El Haglila Hakadmoina." The water is going to come out now to Glila Hakadmoina. It means the earlier, the first Glila. What does that mean? Zu Yam Shel Samchli. This means the water is going to come out to the Yam, to the ocean called Samchli. So Korbnega says, "Ze Yam Shel Samchli" means the Shiva Yamim Sevivim Leretz Yisrael. There are seven different oceans. Oh, that goes around Eretz Yisrael. Fadalat mehem yam shel samchi. Four of them are yam shel samchi. Fadalat mehem, the one of the four of them, yam shel samchi is one. Vishel tferia is another one. Samchi is the name of a place. So the ocean around there, vishel tferia, v'yam ha-melech, v'yam ha-godol. The forest, the glila kadmoini, hu yam shel samchi. That's what it says, the water went out. So the glila kadmoini means the water went to this ocean called yam samchi. The Yardu El Harova, then the pasuk says it went down to the Arova, Zel Yam Shel Tferia. Then the water got mixed into the Yam Shel Tferia, the ocean of Tferia. Obo HaYama, then it says the water came to the Yama. What does Yama mean? Zel Yam HaMelech, that means the Yam HaMelech. El HaYama HaMutsoyim, then it says it went to like the middle, or Yam, that means Zel HaYam HaGodol. That's the Yam HaGodol. Now, Voloma Nikra Shmoy Mutsoyim, why is it called the Yam HaGodol, called Mutsoyim? Because two times did the Yam HaGadol go over the world to destroy the world. Echad v'dor enish. One time was the dor enish. There was like a mixus of a mabul that the water came out to destroy some of the people there. V'yechad v'dor haflaga. Another time was the dor haflaga. Also this Yam, the Yam HaGadol, went out to destroy these people. So he said the Karbonator, Yam HaGadol, who Yam HaHoylech Meretz Yisrael Amdinas Espanya. Purishoina, but Dor Enish, Yotza ad Medina. It went to the city called Medina, Sheshmo Klavia. The Medina Surfas. That's called Surfas. That's like, France, right? Surfas, France. Over Dor Haflog, Yotza ad Hasloyim, Shemedina's Bravia. And he wants to say that's Svard. That's, Spain. So, kids, so one time it went to France, and one time it went to Spain. So, the Yama Godol, Dar HaFlog and Dar HaEnosh, that's when it went out. So it's called Emtsoyim, Mutsoyim, when two times it went out. Rabbi Loza B'Shein Rabbi Chanina, Barishoina Yotza'ad Kalbriya. The first time it went out to the city called Kalbriya. Or Vishniya, the second time, Yotza'ad Kipav Ravia. That's the place we went to the second time. We're saying now this Ravia, this is, he wants to say it's Svard, Spain. Rabbi Acha B'Shein Rabbi Chanina. Second time it went out to Aku. Viad Yafun. It also went out to Yafun. That's where it went to. It will soon see. The pasuk says, Ad poi sovoi, till here it went, for loy soisiv won't go anymore. What does that mean? Ad Aku tova, it's going to go to Aku, for loy soisiv means, for loy soisiv, Yafun. And it won't go. And it won't go more. It's ad akutov, according to it says, that means, dorish poi kimoi koi, up until here we go, and not more. Or poi yoshis, the going galdecho, means ad yofoi, until it go until yafo, that's what will go. Oshis going galecho, and nicha yoma rabba of yoma de milcha. Now, it says, what does it mean? Shehutra hamayin lovu the shom, why did this water have to go through these places? De la maskon, to make it a little sweet. Shenemeyem maluchim asruchim. because before it came from the Yam HaMelech, which is very salty, not so good. So it's good we understand why it had to go through these rivers, these oceans, to make the water sweet. So he says, what? Nicho Yomo Rabo V'Yomo Demilcho. It's good why from the Yam HaGodon on the Yam HaMelech the waters had to go through Vishvil Demiskin, in order that the water should become sweet. Of V'Yomo De Tver Yom, Yomo De Samchu. Why did the waters have to go through there also? What was the purpose to say now this water by Stam is the same water coming through the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why did it have to go through the Yam De Tveri and the Yam De Samchu? What was the purpose? And the Gemara L'Rabba to Gosim, to give a lot of fish in this water also. The water should pick up a lot of fish when it's going out. The Pasuk says, L'mina Siya De Gosim. That means lemina minem tia de gosim. Should be a lot of different type of minem sorts of fish. Kovenedo mashan and lerabis de gosim. She they mayim mele because of these waters. Yis baruchim and mayim legado dogim harbor. There'll be a lot of fish there. Lemina tia de gosim. Kro yiserus. Next pasuk here. The pshita de lemina tia from its sort. El olame de minem minem mishunim. A lot of different types of fish. That weren't there before all these different types of fishes, they'll grow now inside it. So that's why this water went through these last two yams, the Yam HaTveri and the Yam HaDesamchi, today it should have a lot of fish inside it. Tony, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ma'aseh Sholachtei L'Tzidon, I went to Tzidon, Ve'hevi L'fonai Yoiser Mishloish Meyas Minei Dogim V'Tamchi Yechad. In one plate, they brought in front of me 300 different types of fishes. But that's how much fish there were in this type of an ocean. So that's why the water went through this ocean, today to get a lot of type of fish. No more. The apostle says, "Vayten yecheskol v'nirpu hamoyim," and the water posture became a little bit nirpu, a little bit weak. And another apostle says later, "Bitzoysov ugvoyov v'loy irafu," that the water will not become weak. La melech nisonu. So churetz akasha. Siv nirpu hamayim. One pasuk says the water will become weak. V'yar tomat. And the next pasuk says v'lo yirafu hamayim. The pasuk will not become weak. So churetz astira. And the gemara mokamu ushmo lo yirafu. That's what the pasuk says v'lo yirafu. It doesn't mean the water is not going to become weak, but rather that's only a place called lo yirafu. But really the water did become weak. So the first pasuk of Nirpu Hamoyim, that's good. The next pasuk that says V'lo Yirofu, that's only saying that's the name of a place. It just says Mokamu Sheshmoy V'lo Yirofu. That's the name of the place. V'lochi Perusha. This is the pshat of the Korban Edom. V'itziyosu, when it went out, the Gvoya V'mokim Sheshmoy V'lo Yirofu L'melech Nitnu. It was given over to Saul V'lo Yivoya L'shem Amayim HaKadoshim. That the water Kadoshim should not go there. But it's not saying that it was weak water, that it wasn't weak, just that's the name of the place. For the moral, the pasuk says, "V'al hanachal yalem al svosai mizel mizel kolayt machol v'loyibol oleyu," and the leaves won't become spoiled. V'loyitar period, and it won't end its fruits l'chadoshev. For every month, Yevaki will have like new fruits every month. Is Tony Amar Rabbi Yehuda lefi shabaylam azin, the world we're living in right now. Tfua oisel l'shisha chadoshim. When you plant wheat, it takes 6 months for it to grow. V'ilon oisel l'shnei mosa chodesh. It takes a tree to give off fruit, it takes a year. 12 months, then it gives off fruit. Avol osid lovoi, this post is talking about osid lovoi, ha'tfua oisel l'chodesh echud. In 1 month, you'll be able to grow a wheat. V'ilon oisel l'shnei chodoshim. And in 2 months, the trees will give off their fruits. My time, what's the pshat? Well, how do we know this? Lechadoshev Yevakir. Says Mashmir, in 2 months, I'll give off new fruits. Now the trees will give off in 2 months, you'll have new fruits then. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Lefi Shevoyla Mazeh HaTfu Ois L'Shisha Chadoshim. Right now it takes 6 months for the wheat to grow. V'ilo Noisel Yud Beis Chodesh. Right now it takes a year, 12 months, for the trees to give off its fruit. Avol Osid Lovoi, the Moise Mashiach, HaTfu Ois L'Tesvav Yoyin. Not even a month. It'll take 15 days. 15 days for the tfuah, the wheat, to grow. V'ilo noisel l'chodesh echud. And the tree will give off fruit mamish in 1 month. Shekein motzino, where do we find this? She'osah ha'tfuah v'yimei yoyil. We had one time when this happened, b'yimei yoyom, l'chamisha seyoyim. In 15 days, the tefuah grew already, the barley grew already. The kor b'yimei oimer, and they were able to use the oimer. There was their first plant in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they planted the barley, and by the time of the oimer, on the 16th day, it was already used. So they cut it down on the 15th day, so in 15 days it grew. My timer, Pasuk says, "Ubnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem l'keichem." Ki nosam lachem es ha-moira l'tzdokam. He'll give the moira the rain. Will come l'tzdokam. V'yorva lachem geshem moira malkush. That will be coming down rain that will be good for us. Barishon at the beginning. Umam makayim. What does it mean? Rabbi Yosef l'chadoshav yivakim means. And every single month, the trees will give off new pears. That's how Gilead said, a big Kiddush, not only in 2 months, but in 1 month, the trees will give off its fruit. The Pasuk says, Vayitein Yecheskel, V'yolehu l'srufa. And its leaves will be, the V'yolehu we have before, l'srufa v'ashmeh means will be for refuah. It will help us out, it'll heal us. Rabbi Yechon, it says, Tarfuya meitzis oleho. V'tarfif mezoina. If you're like a tarfif meitzis oleha, so he says the Korban Edah. Hapsh. Hapteris nirin yoisim in olin shebilonis. You'll be able to see the fruits more than you'll be able to see the tree itself. That's how much fruits will be there. Even though now we see much more leaves than we see fruits. That time you'll see much more fruits than you'll see the leaves. V'tarfif mezoina. Well, he learned here at the Kasha. Oparav Torah Mezoina. V'chitorav Mozenu. The Kama Taper is near in Yosim in Olin. Like, what's the big Kiddush? Is the Olin worth anything? That's the way he learns. The Korban, he learns a little bit different. He learns that it means that the Fei Metzis, the Torah Mezoina means true for Lashon Mozen. That will give us Mezoinas. Kamay Hakifein Ilechem Chukim. If you'll suck out just the leaves, harehi mezin. Just by sucking out the leaves of the tree, that will also satisfy you. You won't even have to eat the fruits. Just by sucking out the leaves itself, you'll have tremendous mezainis from. So Mark explains now. Rav and Shmuel, so Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. Chadom alahate peh, shelamalim. That'll be very good. For the peh lamalim means it'll satisfy you. It'll make you feel good. The chadam alahata peshalamata. Something eating this will make you like shul should make you have to go. It'll let you go on the bottom. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadam alahata peakoros. I mean, an isha that can't give birth, can't get pregnant, now should be able to come pregnant. The chadam alahata peomim. Someone that can't talk, when they eat these leaves, it'll make them be able to talk. It'll open up their mouth. They'll be able to talk again. Good. These are all the psukim we're talking about. The cheskel will be lost and lovely. The mois of Mashiach. Now the Mishnah says ulumois batzofen. That Mishnah says on the tzofen on the north side, smuchim b'mariv close to mariv was also a four or gates. Shar yechonya, shar hakorbin, shar hanoshim, shar hashir. That's what our Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says v'lom nikra shmoi shar yechonya. Why was that gate called shar yechonya? That's the gate that Yechonya went out when he went to Babel, when he went into Golis. That's why it's called on his name Shai Yechonya. So more explains now. Lumas Bitsofin. At Moitse, it was learned at Moitse, you find. Bishah Sha'ola Nebuchadnezzar Lekan. When Nebuchadnezzar came up to Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He says, "At Moitzu b'Shosh Ol Nebuchadnezzar Eretz Yisrael, ve'likach es Yoyachin." He wanted to take the Melech Yoyachin. Achashem lichu b'mokim Yoyachin. After the Klai Yisrael pointed him to be the king, take the place of Yoyachin, over his father. V'yatzuhu shorei Bavel l'salkli, and the heads of Bavel gave him the eight to go and conquer this king of Yoyachin. So the Nebuchadnezzar now went up to Yishlayim. Is bo v'yoshev loy b'doifnei shel Antuchia. He went to sit in the outskirts of this city, Antuchia. The Yotzah Sanhedrin Gedolin Lekroisei. So the Sanhedrin Gedolin went out to see Nebuchadnezzar. The Yomlo, they said to him, Like, are you coming now to be Chorav and make a Churban to the Beis Hamikdash? Is it the time ready for the Churban Abayis? Omer lehem, so Nebuchadnezzar answered back, Oisoi, she'emlachti aleichem tenuli. All I want is your king. The new king, Yoyachin, you put up now for the king, give him to me. V'ani herelech, I'll go away, I'll leave you alone. Is bo v'yomu lo Yoyachin melech Yudah. So they went, the Sanhedrin went to tell Yoyachin the king, what's going on? That the Nebuchadnezzar boy lecho. The Nebuchadnezzar wants you. If we'll give you over to him, he'll leave you, leave us alone. Is kivon sheshama mehen. When Yoyachin heard this, is kach notom avtecha shebeis hamigdash. He took the keys to the Beis Hamigdash. And all of the gagwash heichel, he went up to the top of the heichel, top of the roof of the Beis Hamigdash. And all ma'ala fon of ribon yishlolim, he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'sho'avar means the years before, hayino nemonim l'cho. We were trustworthy to you, and as Klal Yisrael was erlich, they did the mitzvahs. And therefore the keys of the Beis Hamikdash means the rule of the Beis Hamikdash was in our hands. We took care of the Beis Hamikdash. But right now the Klal Yisrael is not nemonim. We're not trustworthy, you know, that we're doing our veris. We're not doing the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. That's why the Nebuchadnezzar is starting to come now. Is the keys are giving back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't belong in our hands anymore. Like a mashal, like you take it back, like it's the end of us already. The end of the Beis Hamikdash. Is train Amaroyim. So my place is to Amaroyim exactly what happened to the keys. Chadam, one says, Zarkon, he threw it up. Yochin threw up the keys, Kapli Shemayim. V'oid lo yardu, and they didn't come down anymore. That was the Maisa. The Chadam, one says, no. Bol kimin yad, like a mamish, like a hand came down from Shemayim, but not lost him yaday, and took up the keys, took them away from him. Is Kivon Shiro, Kol Chure Yehuda, when all the Chure Yehuda saw, he says, that means, Shein Rotsin Amokim